We are here with the one and only Alexis Fruehling. How are you, young lady?
I'm good. How is your day going?
My day is going exquisitely. I've been waiting all week to talk to you, and I have a bunch of questions. A lot of them are going to have to do with rumors and hyperbole about you. But first of all, I wanted to ask you how the fame's treating you right now.
You know, it's going. It's
is it all you expected and more?
You know, sometimes it's hard, right? Like, it's not everything you've expected because, like, it's not just all positive, right? There's a lot of negative, too. So you got to be able to, like, balance it out.
So now when this initially happened, you said, I'm owning it, I'm doing it. And then the backlash from the feminists and all that sort of started up. Are you still owning it? You don't care what they say?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, you can't own it at the beginning and then start to, like, give in to, like, what they're, like, always saying. And what people.
Well, just meeting you prior here, you're a fun-loving girl. You seem really nice. So, again, a lot of people put concepts on you that they saw from what you did, not knowing anything about you. And it didn't hurt a little bit?
No, I mean, like, shoot, girl, you don't even know me.
That's what we're going with? I don't know, are you selling shirts with that on it at Showgirls tonight?
I better be, right?
9:40 show tonight, you were there last night, how'd it go?
It was pretty good, it was packed, and then last show was even busier.
I've been telling people on the air that you juggle. Do you do any juggling? Is there juggling? What's your talent there?
I juggle men.
Nice! I thought it was going to be lion's head that you killed yourself out in the Sudan. But okay, so
no,
it's men?
I'll try that, yeah.
So, when you got into this, I had a caller call and they asked if you were a stripper beforehand.
Yeah.
Were you?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay. Were you a dancer, a choreographer? What?
I used to be a dancer. I danced all my life.
What kind of dancing? Like modern, interpretive, classic ballet?
I did like the whole works, like jazz, tap, ballet, lyrical, musical theater, modern.
Oh, wow. Britain. Do you think you could do a jazz hand rendition of The Outsiders for me tonight?
You know, I could do that, and I'm definitely going to try it out, but you better sit front row for me.
I'm a little scared of front row. I got a crush on one of the girls there. I don't want to talk about it, and I don't want to mention her name, so I'm not going front row. I'll be in the back. I'm working the perimeter like a young Neil Cassidy.
Sounds good.
That's a 60s reference for you, Alexis. Okay, here we go. The real quick questions, and these are the rumors that are in Fort McMurray and maybe everywhere. I want them answered. Did you work up here on site in Fort McMurray?
No, I did not work at Suncor, if that's what you're getting at.
Did you work here in Fort McMurray?
No, well, kind of.
Well, the
it's not on site.
Okay, not on site, but you did work here. You don't want to say where?
Well, I worked for Balloon Boy.
You worked for Balloon Boy? Doing what? Inflating and deflating them, obviously, but what else?
No, selling all clean natural. It's a wax.
Oh, okay.
No, a wax for your vehicles.
I gotcha. Okay. So you worked up here for Balloon Boy, who you totally trumped because he had all the publicity from the Stampede and then your little incident happened and he was duped.
Yeah.
Is he mad at you for that?
We don't really talk anymore.
I can't imagine why. So you did work in Fort McMurray?
I did.
Was it for Wizzy Tickets? Was this whole thing for Wizzy Tickets?
No.
Yes or no?
No, it's definitely not for Wizzy Tickets, but everyone, you know, kind of said that. And so my video, I was like, you know, just kind of like you say what people want you to hear.
I got you. You're a creation.
And so I never said yes or no to that. But like, thank you for actually asking that question. Because instead of just like posting it somewhere, I'd rather be like, no, it was not for Wiz Khalifa Tickets. I had my own.
I have to ask this personally. Did you check to see if you were in a school zone? Like, did you look around for other people before this incident went down?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That's why we did it. We're like, okay, so we like go behind tall buildings and shit.
Yeah.
Like all covered, right? Like, yeah, we looked around. We didn't see anybody.
Who took the video?
Oh, we're still looking for them.
Oh, really? We don't know who took the video?
No.
Okay. This is a question one of our girls here wanted to know. Have you been with either one of these gents before or after this incident?
Before.
Before both of them?
Before one of them, sorry.
Before one of them?
Yeah.
And he said, how about my friends joins in and this alley looks beautiful and you guys went with the flow?
No, okay. So, like, I used to see one of the guys before. Not really see, but, like, have something with them. Whatever.
I gotcha.
And then, we were just kind of all going down to Wiz Khalifa as friends. Like, we're all in a friend group, and we're meeting the other half down there. And so on our way there, we're just, you know, just having fun with adults.
I hear you.
And then we started just making sexual gestures and thought it'd be funny. Like, oh, like.
And away we go. One thing led to another.
Away we go. Two for one
deal. So it wasn't in a school zone?
Coupons, no.
Okay, good, because buddy behind you was going way over the school zone speed limit there, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
I read an article on Vice, and it said you were getting kind of tired of the guys like me and the questions and all that. Is that true?
You know, I have my own days. Like, this one girl, she did this interview in Lloyd. First thing she starts off with, she's like, why are you capitalizing on a negative situation? I'm like, like, I'm turning into a positive. Awkward.
Yeah.
And then I was like, can we, like, wrap this up? Like, you're just.
Terrible.
Who are you? Get away.
I had some calls. No, you know, that's fine. That's good. I had a call, and it was from a feminist, and she said, like, the suffragette movement and the fight to vote for women, their plan was not to lead to this, for you to have this sexual freedom. Now, that might be a little in depth, but do you disagree with that? Obviously, you think that's why the fight was there. This is equality for you, right?
Yeah. Like, half these girls that are saying things pretty much have done the same thing, just like behind closed doors.
I wouldn't say a high percentage of the ones that are questioning this have done that.
Yeah.
You think they've been in a threesome?
Well, I don't know who's all been in a threesome.
Well, that's true, I guess. Do you think feminists are way off saying that you've backtracked the movement and this isn't what it's about? It's about equality.
I get that now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think like one person could backtrack the whole like feminist thing and it's not supposed to be like this way. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're a female. If you want to own up to what you do, like, that's for yourself.
Nice.
If you can't do that, then what are you doing for yourself?
That's true, and that's what the feminists wanted. They wanted equality and freedom
exactly.
for the women to use
and
that equality however they want.
And if men can do it, and, you know, they always get, like, applauded and, like, oh, bro, like, that was so sick. Like, good for you, man. And, like, girls, it's like, oh, yo, you're a straight-up slut. Like, oh, okay, thanks. Why? Because, like, I have tits and vagina. Like, no thanks. Like, let me just go grab a Jesus.
Bone phone 780-588-0029 if you'd like to comment. Do you want to answer any of the questions on our Facebook? They're all pretty rough. What would you do for a Klondike bar? That's one question.
I don't really like those.
You don't like those?
Maybe Kit Kat.
What would you do for 3 days grace and hailstorm tickets?
3 days grace is a throwback, so I might...
Little throwback action?
Yeah.
Little back of the Cordoba action?
I might just take a pass on that.
Put on some Bob Seger. Finally, I have to ask you this question. I think it was the most important question we had. What are her thoughts on the Iran nuclear deal? Do you got anything on that?
Oh, I love that question. That was a good one.
It's a good one? Okay. You got it?
Okay, yeah. So from what I understand, if the U.S. rejects the Iranian deal, it would tarnish the country's future, negotiating credibility, and push Iran closer to developing an atomic bomb.
Oh boy, good thinking.
If the U.S. walks away, they walk away alone and will have squandered the best chance they have solved the problem through peaceful means.
Alexis Fruling, that was awesome. You've taken some political courses, obviously.
Did I f*** her in the
Hey, that's TV. That's not radio. That's a TV bit. Young lady, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Tell me the truth.
Right now, it's like honestly so crazy. Just like going day by day and... It's like going into the whole future, it's honestly so unknown that like right now I can't really even like picture what I can do with this or like what I can't do.
You got an agent?
I do.
Oh, by the way, the cucumber bit on the YouTube, I liked it. That made me laugh. Yeah, I thought it was really funny. Some people took it the wrong way, I think. You were being funny, right?
No, yeah, I like cucumbers.
Yeah.
You know, like I was hungry and I was like, well, you got to eat healthy, so.
Does this transfer to other provinces?
It's definitely all over. Like, I got a lot of love from Greece. So
oh, nice.
Greece.
Don't go there. They don't got no money.
Okay.
You get paid in seashells. Alexis, thanks for coming
in. Thank you so much for having me.
Have fun tonight.
I will.
No juggling, just men?
You should come out and see what I got in store for you.
Do you do a front roll at all? Is there any front rolls involved?
Front rolls. Yeah. I like back rolls.
Is it an actual, do you get naked? That's what a friend of mine wanted to know. Is it like a real live strip show? Like, do you get naked?
He's got to come out and see.
All right.
I just appear there and do my own thing.
All right. Showgirls tonight, 9:40, and then what, midnight? Midnight?
Yeah, about then.
9:40, 12:40, you'll be on the stage?
Don't be late.
How are the rest of the girls treating you?
Oh, they're lovely. Like, there's so many, you know, cool, loving dancers.
Yeah. They realize you're bringing in the crowd, and then they like that, right?
And at the end of the day, like, not enough people appreciate, like, what they do and, like, you know, how well of a good show they put on, how hard they work.
Do they help you?
They definitely do, you know, and especially like having your back too. It's nice.
All right, cool. That.